it is my distinct pleasure right now to welcome to KWLM U.S. Army veteran Brett Rystad. Brett is the national commander of the American Legion. And, Brett, this has become kind of a tradition here at KWLM that I'm very happy about, that we've been able to visit with the national commander for the last number of years. And welcome to you. And, again, thank you very much for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was just looking at your location there in Wilmar, and I'm almost certain that we made a stop at your local Legion post here within the last month or so.
Yeah, well, isn't that, it's a small world, as they say. But this is really a big year for the American Legion as it marks the 100th anniversary. And there's something about, you know, numbers like 150 and 75 and so forth that kind of make us pay a little more attention, I think.
Absolutely, Bill. This is a very important year to the American Legion because it signifies 100 years of service to our veterans, to our communities, and to our children and youth through a variety of programs that have developed since our beginning in 1919. And we want to make sure that there is a spotlight this year on the accomplishments of this organization. I feel it's important that our membership know about our past and our history in order to be able to chart the course for our future. So we are putting an emphasis on our centennial, and our centennial is a 15-month period, so it's not just the 12 months that I'm going to serve leading into August, but it will go to November of 2019, I believe. It's 15-month period, and so we've been traveling the country and visiting with Legion posts and observing their efforts to promote their history at the local level at the Legion posts and the Legion state headquarters, and it's been phenomenal. And you know, we've had some great accomplishments over the years, and just to name a few of them, we were instrumental in the creation of what is today the Department of Veterans Affairs. We were directly responsible for the creation of the Servicemen's Readjustment Act in 1944, also known as the GI Bill, or GI Bill of Rights, and its different manifestations over the years. You know, we've been involved in veterans' preference for federal hiring, helping our Vietnam-era veterans get their benefits and their treatment for their, I guess, health care problems or health problems related to Agent Orange. You know, we were the single highest contributor to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial with $1 million contribution. We were involved in you know, things such as the VA Mission Act, the VA Accountability Act, putting a focus on things like PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and working closely with our VA hospitals to ensure that those that had delays in their treatment or too far a distance to go from home had the option of the CHOICE program and now the benefits of the VA Mission Act.
You know, we are losing so many of our World War II and Korean, you know, veterans all the time, and even quite a few Vietnam veterans are reaching that age now where, you know, nobody can make the clock stand still. This is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Are there any special events that are going to be surrounding that that the Legion will be involved with, Brett?
Well, probably the most exciting one for me is that we will be present and represent the American Legion with our overseas posts at Normandy on June 6th for the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. We'll probably be spending about 4 days or so in that area and visiting some of the American cemeteries in the area and attending some of the events associated with that. But you're absolutely right about the older veterans. I had the opportunity to go to Pearl Harbor for Pearl Harbor Day this past year, and I was quite surprised at the number of Pearl Harbor vets that were still around and quite lively. But you know, their years are numbered, and it's impacting on the membership of our organization as well. Back in the early 1990s, we were about as high as 3.2 million Legionnaires, and we're at about 2 million now, primarily because of the loss of that World War II generation and the Korean War generation that were so staunchly behind our American Legion and our programs.
Right. I understand there's going to be a commemorative coin in honor of the 100th anniversary of the American Legion. How can our listeners, do they have to be a veteran to get a coin, or how can they go about getting one of those collector items?
Well, that's very easy. I would suggest that you go to our website at legion.org. You will be, as soon as our homepage comes up, you will see a link to the U.S. Mint website to purchase those coins. And there are three coins in the series. There's a gold coin, a silver coin, and a clad coin. Those coins are various values based on the content of the precious metal, but they're beautifully engraved. They did a great job in looking back at our organization and using just the right symbolism on the coins to capture our history. And what's great about the commemorative coin program for us is that there's a kind of an invisible surcharge placed on the cost of these coins, which will help benefit the American Legion programs by giving some of the purchase money back to the American Legion to allow us to continue to do the work that we do in our communities.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. It's a wonderful way to help out. I know Boise State, we have the local winner that always gives an address at the Memorial Day program. American Legion baseball has always been prominent here in Minnesota. There's many programs the Legion sponsors, and again, it makes just our quality of life, I think, better. And again, we thank you once again, Brett, for serving and for being our guest here this morning. And nothing but the best to you and yours. And again, thank a veteran. There's really nothing, I think, that they appreciate more than when they get maybe a handshake or a pat on the back for the job, and their families too, because let's face it, they make the sacrifices too. It isn't just the veterans.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. The families are significant in this, and they deserve to be applauded just the same as those that perform the service. So I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here with you.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Again, Brett, thank you so much, and a happy anniversary.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, bye-bye.